弟兄姊妹们，新年好。
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天是新年的第一个主日，有机会能跟大家分享信息。
I'm honored to share the message with you this morning on the first Sunday of the year.
今天要跟大家分享的题目是无鹰展翅上腾。
The title of my message is Soar on Wings Like Eagles.
这主要是根据以赛亚书四十章的二十八到三十一节。
It is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31.
我们先用中文念一遍，然后我们用英文 来念。
Let's read it together in Chinese first, then in English.
我们一起来用中文先念一遍，我们一起来。你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Now let's read it in English together. Have you not known? Have you not heard?The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youth will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles.They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
感谢你赐给我们敬拜的权柄。
Thank you for granting us the privilege to worship you.
我们祈求你的圣灵运行在我们当中，感动我们。
May your Holy Spirit guide us and touch our hearts.
帮助我们学习如何如鹰展翅上腾。
Help us learn how to soar on wings like eagles.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
有一个农夫的孩子，他在山里头捡到了一只老鹰下的蛋。
Once a farmer boy picked up an eagle's egg up in the mountains.
他就把这只蛋拿回到家里，然后和其他的火鸡蛋混在了一起。
He brought it home and placed it together with the turkey's eggs.
然后呢，有一只火鸡把他这些蛋孵了出来。
All these eggs were hatched by a turkey.
所以这只小鹰呢，从小就跟这些火鸡生活在一起。
So this little eagle grew up with the turkeys.
和他们一起在地上找吃的。
He searched for food on the ground with them.
一起蹦蹦跳跳，嘎巴嘎巴的过日子。
He hopped around and gobbled happily with the other turkeys.
偶尔他也看到有鹰在天上飞。
Once in a while, he would notice eagles flying in the sky.
他也感到诧异。
And he would become curious.
但呢，其他的火鸡呢就会跟他说，
But the other turkeys mocked him.
说别痴心妄想了，
Stop daydreaming.
那是鹰，你永远也不可能像他那样的。
That is an eagle, and you will never be like that.
于是这只小鹰就打消了好奇的念头。
So this little eagle gave up his desires.
心甘情愿地与这些火鸡们为伍。
And he became content with living as a turkey.
心思像火鸡。
He reasoned like a turkey.
习性像火鸡
He also behaved like a turkey.
最终也没有能够像鹰一样飞起来
He was never able to soar like the eagle.
碌碌无为地度过了一生
And spent the rest of his life on the ground.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这只鹰的遭遇与很多基督徒的境况是相似的
What happened to this little eagle is very similar to what many Christians have experienced.
我们本来应当像鹰在天上飞翔的
We're supposed to be living like the eagle, soaring in the sky.
但我们却活得像火鸡在尘埃当中打滚。
Instead, we lived like the turkey, struggling on the dusty ground.
很多时候我们没有把神所赐给我们的潜力给活出来。
Oftentimes, we fail to live out the potentials God has given us.
没有体现出神所赋予我们的那荣美的形象。
We fail to reflect God's glory in our lives.
所以今天的分享就是要帮助我们认识我们自己的身份。
So today's sharing is to help us realize who we are.
以及神对我们展翅上腾的盼望。
And to help us understand that God expected us to soar like the eagle.
让我们能够自由地在神的国度里翱翔。
So we can fly freely in God's kingdom.
所以我首先要分享的第一点就是我们为什么要展翅上腾。
So the first point I'd like to share is why we need to soar like an eagle.
所以第一点就是为何要展翅上腾。
So the first point is why do we need to soar like an eagle?
鹰是神的特质之一。
God himself has an eagle-like quality.
四部福音书从四个不同的角度来描写耶稣基督。
The four gospel books portray Jesus Christ from four different aspects.
每一个方面都可以用一个活物来作为表征。
Each one of these aspects can be symbolized by a living creature.
马太福音讲述基督是君王。
Gospel Matthew describes Christ as the king.
代表的活物就是威风八面的狮子。
Which can be symbolized by the stately lion.
马可福音描写的基督是仆人。
Gospel Mark describes Christ as the servant.
像是任劳任怨的牛。
Like the obedient ox.
路加福音突出的是基督的人性。
Gospel Luke focuses on Christ's humanity.
那代表的就是万物之灵的人。
Which is represented by God's highest creation, the human being.
约翰福音强调的则是基督的神性。
Gospel John emphasizes Christ's deity.
作为象征的就是随意飞翔的鹰。
Which is symbolized by the soaring eagle.
神也自称他具有鹰一样的特质。
God himself also claims to have the eagle-like quality.
在出埃及记十九章第四节是这样说的。
The Bible tells us in Exodus 19 verse 4.
我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt.And how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
既然神具有鹰的特性，
Since God has an eagle-like quality,
我们都是照着神的形象造的，
And we are created in His own image,
我们也应当拥有鹰一样的素质，
We should also possess this quality.
神造我们的原意不是让我们像火鸡一样活着，
God did not create us to live like the turkey,
而是能够像飞鹰一样展翅翱翔。
He wants us to fly freely like the eagle.
所以展翅上腾就是恢复神造我们的那荣美的形象。
Therefore, to soar like the eagle is to restore back to us the glorious God-like image.
是活出神所赐给我们的生活的意义。
It means to live according to God's purpose in our lives.
我们有责任去展翅上腾。
We're obligated to soar like the eagle.
如果我们不展翅上腾，那结果将会是可悲的。
If we do not soar like the eagle, our consequences will be miserable.
因为我们选择做怎么样的基督徒，就决定了我们的生活形态和最终的结果。
Because what kind of Christians we are will determine our lifestyles and our final endings.
火鸡式的基督徒只在属灵的地面上生活。
A turkey-like Christian is spiritually grounded.
没有一个更高的意向。
He doesn't have a higher vision.
所以时常都是在为眼前的利益而忙碌。
And he's often busy about gaining immediate profits.
飞鹰式的基督徒则可以展翅生活在属灵的高空。
An eagle-like Christian soars high up in the sky of the spiritual world.
看得更高更远。
He can see far beyond.
从而不会被每天的琐事所缠累。
And he will not be dragged down by day-to-day trifles.
火鸡式的基督徒生活在风暴之下。
A turkey-like Christian lives under the storms.
狂风暴雨来临的时候，只会躲藏，没有能力战胜。
When windstorms hit, he can only hide without any power to overcome.
飞鹰式的基督徒则可以飞越风暴之上。
An eagle-like Christian soars above the storms.
不被其吓倒。
Without being frightened.
火鸡式的基督徒可利用的空间小。
A turkey-like Christian has limited space.
眼光专注的难免就是一堆的问题和别人对自己的伤害。
He only focuses on the problems and on the hurts.
甚至还不停地在过去所发生的事情当中打转。
And he can't get over with his failures in the past.
飞鹰式的基督徒面对的则是广阔的天空。
An eagle-like Christian owns the sky.
能够以更高的志向来摆脱一切的缠累。
He focuses on higher callings in order to overcome his frustrations.
也可以摆脱过去的阴影，勇敢直前。
And he's able to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead.
火鸡式的基督徒防御能力低。
A turkey-like Christian is vulnerable.
他所面对的天敌和危险也多。
And he's more exposed to enemies and dangers.
很多时候，当困难和诱惑来临的时候，就会妥协、放弃，或者根本上就是被世上的小学所掳去。
Oftentimes, when difficulties and temptations appear, he would compromise, give up, or become totally captive by the worldly principles.
非鹰式的基督徒则是自我保护能力强。
An eagle-like Christian is well protected.
不会被攻击和试探击垮。
And he will not be defeated by spiritual attacks and temptations.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们可以选择的话。
If we have to make a decision.
我们要选择像火鸡呢，还是要选择去做飞鹰
？Do we choose to live like the turkey or like the eagle？
在圣经当中，我们也看到了像火鸡和飞鹰的两类人的对比。
In the Bible, we also see the contrast between turkey-like and eagle-like people.
其中两个典型的人物就是以扫和雅各这对双胞胎兄弟。
Two typical examples are the twin brothers Esau and Jacob.
以及他们所代表的两族人。
And the two people groups they each represented.
以扫只注重眼前的利益。
Esau focuses on immediate gains.
他轻看神的祝福。
He did not take God's blessing seriously.
为了一碗红豆汤就出卖了他长子的名分。
He sold his firstborn birthright for a bowl of red stew.
由以扫衍生下来的以东人。
Esau's descendants, the Edomites.
他们也时常违背神的命令。
Also disobeyed God constantly.
不顾兄弟情谊而对以色列人落井下石。
The Edomites attacked the Israelites, their brothers, when Israel was already facing disaster.
他们虽然也学着去做飞鹰。
Although they tried to soar like the eagle.
他们住在高高的山上。
Making their home on the heights of the mountains.
以身居鹰巢而自傲。
And boasting their dwellings were like the eagle's nest.
以无人能够撼动他们而懈慢。
And bragging about their undefeatable status.
但他们最终却消失了。
But in the end, they were wiped out from the face of the earth.
今天这个世界上已经没有以东人了。
Nowadays, there's not a single Edomite left in the world.
雅各虽然有很多的问题。
Although Jacob had many shortcomings.
自小他可以说是一个小混混。
And he was more or less a scoundrel in his youth.
但他有坚韧的忍耐力。
But he had the quality of perseverance.
为了娶到心爱的女子，他坚持不懈地勤奋工作了14年。
In order to marry the girl he loved, he worked tirelessly for 14 years.
他对神的祝福也是那样的执着。
He was also very determined to obtain God's blessings.
他牢牢抓住神，不让他离开。
He held onto God and would not let God leave.
他也愿意让神改变自己。
He was also willing to let God change him.
他看到的不只是眼前。
He did not only focus on the present.
而是着眼于未来和神的应许。
But also set his eyes on the future and on God's promises.
从他衍生出来的以色列人。
Jacob's descendants, the Israelites.
虽然在很长的时间里面没有自己的国家。
Although they did not have their own country for a long time.
却可以复国，至今仍在。
But they were able to reinstate the nation of Israel, which remains to this day.
以扫和他的后代活得像火鸡。
Esau and his descendants lived like the turkey.
而雅各和以色列人则更像飞鹰。
While Jacob and the Israelites were more like the soaring eagle.
这两个民族的生活形态决定了他们的结局。
The lifestyles of these two nations determined their destinies.
作为基督徒。
As Christians.
如果我们不如鹰展翅上腾。
If we don't soar like the eagle.
我们就不可能体察和活出神的旨意。
We will not be able to test and live out God's will for us.
我们的属灵的生活也不会有力量。
Our spiritual lives will not be effective.
世界对我们的影响就会远大于我们对世界的影响。
The world's influence on us will be much greater than our influence on the world.
最终我们就会被这个世界的潮流所吞没。
Eventually, we will be consumed by the world.
所以我们需不需要展翅上腾？
Therefore, do we need to soar like the eagle?
需不需要？
Do we need to?
Amen.
Amen.
我们不要甘心于去做更好的火鸡。
Don't try to become a better turkey.
火鸡做得越好，就越快被送上餐桌。
The better a turkey is, the quicker it will be served on the dinner table.
我们要像飞鹰一样翱翔。
We should fly freely like the eagle.
那也许大家会问。
You might wonder.
要飞翔，说起来容易，做起来难。
It is easier to say than to do.
我们怎样才能够展翅上腾呢？
How can we soar like the eagle?
这就是我要分享的第二点。
That's what I will talk about next.
第二点就是我们如何能够展翅上腾。
So the second point is, how can we soar like the eagle?
鹰和火鸡最大的区别在于它们的体重和翅膀的长度。
The biggest differences between an eagle and a turkey are their weight and their wingspan.
一只火鸡平均重量是35磅。
An average turkey weighs about 35 pounds.
是鹰的三倍有多。
Which is more than 3 times the weight of an eagle.
一只鹰的翅膀展开的时候是2米有多。
The full wingspan of an eagle is over 2 meters.
是一般火鸡的2倍。
Which doubles that of a turkey.
这样的身体结构决定了它们的生活空间。
Their physical features determine their living environment.
从属灵的角度来看。
In spiritual terms,
体重代表了我们生活当中的担子。
Weight represents the burdens in our life.
担子越重，我们的缠累就越多。
The heavier the burden, the more entangled we become.
也就越难展翅上腾。
The more difficult for us to soar like the eagle.
那我们在属灵生活上被什么事情所缠累呢？
What are the burdens in our spiritual lives?
首先，最大的缠累就是我们还没有对付的罪。
First of all, our biggest bondage is the sins we haven't dealt with.
罪会辖制我们。
Sin will enslave us.
成为我们与神之间关系的隔阂。
And sin will separate us from God.
让我们无法在神面前得以自由。
So we cannot experience the freedom before God.
因为罪，我们不敢亲近神。
Because of sin, we're afraid to approach God.
使我们失去腾飞的勇气。
And we lose our courage to soar upwards.
值得庆幸的是，神是信实的。
Thankfully, God is faithful.
他应许我们。
He promised us.
只要我们愿意认真对付我们自己的罪。
That as long as we're willing to deal with our sins.
他就必然会赦免我们。
He will forgive us.
让我们重新得力。
And renew our strength.
那其次呢？我们的重担来自于我们肉体的情欲和对世界的追求。
Secondly, our burdens come from our sinful natures and our desires to pursue worldly pleasures.
这个光怪陆离的世界给我们带来的各种的生活的追求实在是太多了。
This sinful world has so much to offer us.
我们时常就沉迷于各样的诱惑和各种的生活目标的追求之上。
We oftentimes indulge in temptations and all kinds of worldly pursuits.
这让我们失去对神的追求。
As a result, we lose our zeal in pursuing God.
甘心在灵里面的平庸。
And we become satisfied with our spiritual immaturity.
我们的工作或者是各样的爱好，在无形当中就成为了我们的枷锁。
Without knowing, our jobs or our hobbies become our snares.
把我们的心给圈住了。
Capturing our hearts.
这些追求让我们欠缺腾飞的意愿。
These pursuits discourage us to soar upwards.
但是世界的欢乐不会给我们带来永恒的喜乐。
But worldly happiness cannot bring us eternal joy.
世上的成功也不会让我们在神面前坦然无惧、问心无愧。
And worldly success cannot justify us before God.
我们要做怎么样的人，我们必须做出选择。
What kind of person we want to be, we have to make a decision.
而我们的选择会决定我们的结局。
And our decision will decide our destiny.
还记得以扫和雅各的对比吗？
Remember the contrast between Esau and Jacob?
生活当中另外的一个重担就是人际关系的拖累。
Another type of burden in our lives is our relationships.
基督徒的生活应该是喜乐的。
A Christian is supposed to live a joyful life.
神已经为我们成就了这么多，还有什么好愁苦的呢？
God has done so much for us. Why are we still so downcast?
但是人际关系上的问题会把这种喜乐给夺去。
However, relationship problems can rob our joy away.
我们来到教会是欢欢喜喜的呢，还是愁眉苦脸的？
Do we come to church with a joyful heart or a bitter heart?
我们是不是心里还有怀怨，无法原谅一些我们认为不可原谅的人呢？
Are we still holding grudges? Are we still unable to forgive others?
这种心态会让我们耗尽腾飞的能量。
This kind of mentality will drain up our energy and prevent us from soaring upwards.
唯有真正的从心里面原谅了这些人，我们才可以得着解脱。
Only until we have truly forgiven those who have wronged us, we can be liberated.
我们才可以真正重新得力。
And we can renew our strength.
所以身子太重是没有办法飞起来的。
So too much weight prevents us from mounting up.
我们如果渴望要展翅上腾的话，就必须要瘦身。
If we long to soar upwards, we must lose weight.
我们要脱去重担，除去一切残累。
We must take off our burdens and remove our bandages.
那要展翅上腾，除了要减轻体重以外，
In order to soar like the eagle, besides losing weight,
还必须要有宽大的翅膀。
We also need a wide wingspan.
从属灵的角度来看，
In spiritual terms,
翅膀代表了我们对神的信心。
The wingspan is our faith.
信心越大，我们从神支取的力量就越强。
The greater our faith, the more strength we can draw from it.
飞翔起来就越容易。
And the easier to soar upwards.
我们不是，也不可能靠自己的力量来飞翔。
We do not and cannot rely on our own strength to do this.
刚才我们所读的以赛亚书的经文告诉我们，
Isaiah tells us,
连少年人也会疲乏困倦。
Even youths will faint and be weary.
强壮的那些人最终也必跌倒。
And the young will fall exhausted.
靠自己的能力是行不通的。
So it will never work if we rely on our own strength.
然而神的智慧无法测度。
However, God's understanding is unsearchable.
他的力量是无穷无尽的。
His power is infinite.
他不疲乏，也不困倦。
He will not grow tired or weary.
我们要飞翔，就一定要依靠他。
If we want to soar upwards, we must trust in him.
翅膀越宽，即是对神的信心越大。
The wider our wingspan, or the bigger our faith,
我们就能够飞得越高越远。
The higher and farther we can fly.
大家有没有留意到？
Have you noticed this?
在高空上腾飞翔的鹰，
When an eagle is flying in the sky,
它们有没有时常在扇翅膀？
Does it flap its wings all the time?
有没有？
Does it?
没有。
No.
它唯一所做的就是大大的展开它的翅膀。
And all it does is to spread out its wings,
顺着气流在飞翔。
And sails on air currents.
对于基督徒来说，这气流就是神的圣灵。
For Christians, the air current is like the Holy Spirit.
只要我们展开信心的翅膀，
As long as we spread our wings of faith,
圣灵就会托住我们。
The Holy Spirit will carry us.
带领我们飞翔，到达神所预定的终点。
And lead us toward the destinations God has set for us.
即使我们有时候疲乏软弱，
Although sometimes we will become tired and weary,
但只要我们信靠他，
But as long as we trust in him,
他就必定会赐给我们力量，给我们加添力量。
He will strengthen us and increase our power.
对神有信心，就是相信一切都有神最好的安排。
To have faith in God is to believe that God has the best plan for us.
无需凡事都掌控在自己的手掌心上。
We don't need to take everything into our own hands.
信心的对立面就是忧虑。
The opposite of faith is anxiety.
我们在生活当中时常会碰到各种各样的问题。
We will encounter many problems in our lives.
忧虑呢，就会把我们自己的注意力专注在这些问题之上。
Anxiety will make us focus on these problems.
结果问题好像是会越变越大的。
As a result, the problems seem to grow bigger and bigger.
让我们进入到一种忧郁和怨天尤人的状态之中。
Causing us to become depressed and cynical.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你拿一个一分钱的硬币放在自己的眼前。
If you hold up a penny in front of your eyes.
是不是你把它放得离眼睛越近，就越什么其他东西都看不见了呢？
Is it not true that if you hold it closer to your eyes,The less you can see around yourself.
忧虑其实是会把问题放大的。
Anxiety actually magnifies the problems.
凭信心来解决问题就会轻省很多。
It will be much easier if we approach our problems by faith.
大家可以想象一下。
Think about this.
两年前我们是不是也在面对各种各样的问题呢？
2 years ago, were we also facing all kinds of problems?
但我们有谁还记得当时的问题是什么呢？
But how many of you still remember the problems you had back then?
以此类推。
Likewise.
两年之后，我们还会记得今天我们所面对的问题是什么吗？
2 years from now, will you still remember your problems today?
神一定会把我们带出困境的，不是吗？
God will surely deliver us out of our sufferings. Is it not true?
有了这样的信心，我们的生活就一定会有更多的阳光。
With this kind of faith, we'll see more sunshine in our lives.
靠自己，我们就会时常向神哭求我们的问题有多大。
If we rely on ourselves, we'll often complain to God how miserable we are.
靠信心，我们就可以宣告。
Relying on faith, we can proclaim.
我们的神比所有的问题都要大。
That our God is bigger than all the problems.
请大家千万记住这句话。
Please be sure to remember this.
我们的神比所有的问题都要大。
Our God is bigger than all the problems.
当以色列人出了埃及，来到应许之地门口的时候
，When the Israelites came out of Egypt, they came to the edge of the promised land.
几乎所有的人看到的都是问题。
Almost all of them only saw the problem.
就是当地的人身材高大，自己肯定打不过他们。
Their enemies were much stronger, and they will not be able to defeat them.
所以他们就灰心丧胆，开始抱怨。
So they lost heart and started to complain.
结果这些人没有一个可以进入到应许之地。
As a result, none of these people were allowed to enter the promised land.
唯有约书亚和加勒。
Except Joshua and Caleb.
他们凭着信心看见。
These two men knew by faith.
只要他们坐在神的肩膀之上。
As long as they could ride on God's shoulders.
就会比一切都高。
They will be taller than anyone.
他们就可以战胜一切。
And they will defeat their enemies.
结果这整一代人，只有他们两个人经历到了神的应许。
So among the whole generation, only these two experienced God's promises.
只有他们两个人得以进入迦南美地。
And only these two entered the promised land.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看到了有信心和没有信心之间的区别了吗？
Did you see the difference between having faith and not having it?
那我们怎么样才能够减轻体重和增长翅膀呢？
How do we lose weight and increase wingspan?
就是要脱去残累而增加信心呢？
In other words, how to take off our burdens and increase our faith?
以赛亚给了我们很好的提示。
Isaiah put it well.
就是要等候耶和华。
That is to wait for the Lord.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
那这是不是说我们每天就可以睡大觉，那有一天我们就会腾飞了呢？
Does it mean that if we just sit idling, one day all of a sudden we'll be able to soar like the eagle?
是不是？
Does it mean that?
等候不是高枕无忧，什么都不做。
Waiting is not idling.
而是要时常警醒，做好准备。
Instead, we always need to be alert and always be prepared.
耶稣讲到了十个童女等待新郎的比喻。
Jesus talked about 10 virgins waiting for the bridegroom.
这就给我们如何等候神做了一个很好的解释。
This parable shows us what waiting for the Lord is all about.
十个童女当中有五个是聪明的。
5 of the 10 virgins were wise.
他们为油预备了为灯预备了足够的油。
They prepared enough oil for the lamps.
他们也时常拿着灯盼望等候。
And they were always ready.
而另外五个呢，则是愚蠢的。
The other 5 were foolish.
他们没有预备油。
They did not prepare any oil.
也时常打盹睡觉。
And they often fell into slumber.
所以当新郎突然来临的时候。
So when the bridegroom arrived suddenly.
五个愚蠢的就被拒之门外。
The 5 foolish ones did not get to enter the wedding banquet.
等候耶和华就是这样。
Waiting for the Lord is just like that.
我们在日常生活当中预备自己。
We prepare ourselves in our daily lives.
包括认真学习圣经。
Including reading the Bible.
专心祷告。
Praying to God.
并在生活当中实践圣经的原则。
Practicing biblical principles in our lives.
爱神以至于爱人。
Loving God and loving people.
这些操练不一定能够让我们马上就看到效果。
These may not produce immediate results.
但这是等候的过程。
But they're all part of the waiting process.
我们努力的一点一滴的去操练。
As we practice step by step.
就像是那些聪明的童女一样，时常警醒。
We will be like the wise virgins, always being alert.
时候一到， 我们就可以腾飞了。
When the timing is right, we will be able to soar like the eagle.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
或许你今天感到疲乏、软弱、困倦。
Perhaps today you feel tired, weak, or exhausted.
或许你觉得自己跌倒，不可能再站起来了。
Perhaps you have stumbled and have no strength to get up.
或许你也不敢相信自己可以展翅上腾。
Perhaps you don't believe you can soar like the eagle.
让我们相信神的话吧。
Let us believe in God's word.
那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
今天是新年的第一个主日。
Today is the first Sunday of the year.
让我们在新的一年里立志等候耶和华。
Let us make a new year resolution to wait for the Lord.
我们怎么样等候呢？
How do we go about waiting?
首先就是下决心认真忏悔和对付我们自己的罪。
First of all, repent and deal with our sins.
让我们在神的面前有一个崭新的开始。
Let's have a fresh beginning before God.
然后我们重新思考人生的目标。
Then reevaluate our goals in life.
靠神来战胜试探。
Overcome temptations with God's help.
让我们更加热心地侍奉神，追求神。
Let us be more committed in serving God and pursuing God.
再者，我们求神帮助我们在人际关系上有飞跃。
Secondly, ask God to help us make breakthroughs in our relationships.
依靠神的力量去原谅那些得罪我们的人。
With God's help, forgive those who have hurt us.
让我们的灵再次地活泼起来。
So our spirits may be revived.
最后。我们在神的话语和祷告上多下功夫。
Finally, let us spend more time in God's words and in prayers.
让我们更多的认识神。
Let us get to know God better.
这些等候的努力可以帮助我们脱去残累。
These efforts during our waiting will help us break off our bandages.
在这一切之上，相信神一定会帮助我们。
On top of all these, believe that God will help us.
在所有的问题上都仰望。和相信神的供应和应许。
In all our difficulties, rely on God's provisions and promises.
保持对神的信心。
And remain faithful to Him.
这样我们必定可以做一个腾飞的基督徒。
Then we will surely become eagle-like Christians.
愿我们都成为这样的信徒。
Hope we can all become this kind of Christians.
作为个人，我们必须腾飞。
As an individual, we need to soar upwards.
整个教会也必须腾飞。
As a church, we also need to soar like the eagle.
去年我们教会的年度主题是平静安稳，重新得力。
Last year, our church theme is be still and renew our strength.
原意是不要做太大的变动，尽力稳住根基。
It tells us not to make big changes last year, but to focus on building our foundations.
但神也给了我们很多的祝福。
Nevertheless, God has blessed us tremendously.
去年参加主日聚会的人数是历年来人数最高的人数最多的一年。
Last year, our Sunday attendance reached record high.
停车场多次的爆满。
Our parking lot overflew quite a few times.
受洗的人数也接近了教会的最高纪录。
And the number of people getting baptized was also very close to our record.
各种事工也在逐步的展开。
And we made progress in many ministries.
还第一次派出了到亚洲的短宣队。
We sent out short-term mission trip, a mission team to Asia for the first time.
但是我们一定不要满足于现状。
But we shouldn't stop here.
所以教会今年的年度主题是展翅上腾。
So this year's theme is soar on wings like eagles.
让我们一同来建造教会。
Let us build the church together.
让更多的人能够通过我们的教会来认识神。
So that more people can get to know God through us.
让我们的教会成为一座灯塔，能够照亮我们周遭的人。
May our church become God's lighthouse, guiding the people around us.
让我们在各样的事工当中
，in our ministries，
不论是在运作日常的事务
，either when conducting our daily operations，
还是在面对宣教和职堂的重任
，or facing the challenge of missions and church planting，
都能够勇敢腾飞。
Let us be courageous and soar like the eagle.
当然，没有一个教会是没有问题的。
Of course, no church is perfect.
我们的教会也还有很多的破口。
Our church is not perfect.
但这不是停滞不前的借口。
But this should not be an excuse for us not to move forward.
如果我们每位弟兄姊妹都愿意展翅上腾
If every brother and sister is willing to soar like eagle,
同心合一的来堵住炮口,
to work together to plug the holes,
一起摆上侍奉,
to serve the Lord together,
就一定能够让我们的教会耳目一新,
our church will be transformed,
为神做更大的事,
and we will accomplish greater things for God.
许牧师上次来我们这里探访的时候,
when Pastor Xu was visiting us last time,
给执事和同工们放了一段的录影。
He showed a video to the deacons and co-workers.
这个录影呢，就是其中是一位年轻的牧师在分享他们教会成长的历史。
In this video, a young pastor was sharing how their church first got started.
他们在开始的时候，就在几年前，就2007年的时候。
Back in 2007.
他们只有平凡的两家人。
They only had two ordinary families.
他们感受到了神的呼召。
These families felt led by the Lord.
要在离我们不远的这个夏洛特的这个附近的地方要建立一所教会。
They felt called to plant a church in Charlotte.
他们当时没有丝毫的把握。
They weren't sure about the results at all.
别人也不看好他们的这一举措。
And others are also very skeptical.
但凭着信心和顺服，他们就跨出了这一步。
But by faith and obedience, they went ahead.
结果你知道怎么样吗？
Guess what happened?
在他们最近的一次洗礼上，
At a recent baptismal in this church,
有一千四百多人受了洗。
More than 1,400 people got baptized.
你可以想象这样的一个情形吗？
Can you imagine that?
一次给超过一千四百多人施洗。
More than 1,400 people getting baptized in one occasion.
这是何等壮观的一个情形！
How spectacular it must have been!
这是一个腾飞的教会。
This is a church that soars like an eagle.
我们有这样的信心吗？
Do we have this kind of faith?
我们有这样的顺服吗？
Do we have this kind of obedience?
我们愿意走出去吗？
Are we willing to reach out?
可能你心里有一个声音在对你说。
Perhaps an inner voice is whispering to you.
或许不久可能也有人会来对你说。
Perhaps later on others will also say this to you.
别痴心妄想了。
Stop daydreaming.
那是鹰，我们永远也不可能像他那样的。
That is an eagle. We will never be like that.
真是这样吗？
Is it really true?
我们的回应会决定我们的归宿。
Our response will decide our destiny.
所以不论是个人还是教会，
Therefore, either as an individual or as a church,
让我们行动起来吧。
Let us gear up.
让我们一同如鹰展翅上腾。
Let us soar on wings like eagles.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，
Dear Heavenly Father，
感谢你赐给我们荣美的形象。
Thank you for creating us in your glorious image。
我们祈求您帮助我们脱去一切的缠累。
We pray that you help us take off our burdens。
增加我们的信心。
Increase our faith。
让我们不论是个人还是教会，
Whether as an individual or as a church，
都能够如鹰展翅上腾。
We may soar on wings like eagles。
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.